The Wyoming legislative session kicked off this week with over 210 bills and more to come. That's a lot of proposed legislation. And since lawmakers always give priority to committee bills, most of that proposed legislation won't go anywhere. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck asked some lawmakers what the top priority is this session, and it's a familiar refrain.
If you walk the halls of the Jonah Building, where the Wyoming legislature meets, you will see lawmakers discussing hot topics related to education, healthcare, elections, and what to do about Wyoming's growing prison population. But like most years, the main focus is on money. For several years now, lawmakers have worried about unstable revenue sources. I realize that sounds like jargon, so let me explain that legislators plan their budget on the amount of money they collect from taxes. As individuals, most of us contribute very little, and the industry that contributes the most tax revenue is the energy industry. When energy is going great guns, Wyoming has money to spend or invest. When prices decline, the state is essentially screwed. The buzzword these days is stabilizing revenue. Here is Senate President Drew Perkins.
We can do that by looking for ways to broaden our tax base while lowering the tax rate. The object is not to raise more revenue. The object is to stabilize revenue.
Over the years, the legislature has allowed a lot of businesses to get a tax break. For instance, when I pay my gym membership or get a massage, I don't pay a sales tax. The new thinking is that maybe businesses outside of the energy industry should also contribute to things like roads and other services the state provides. So Perkins is calling on legislators to reform Wyoming's tax structure and have the service industry start to contribute.
The other seven or so states that do not impose income taxes tax significantly more services than the state of Wyoming does. We need to have out-of-state visitors pay a fair share of the services and the benefits that they enjoy when they come to our state.
A lot of you may be screaming at your radio, cut the budget first. The thing is, they have. Speaker of the House Steve Harshman said this week that it's time to try something new.
We've cut $400 million from our budget, and I think at some point you're not going to cut your way to prosperity. And I think we've got to be cognizant of that and how we're going to do this.
Another Casper Republican, Senator Bill Landon, laughs when he thinks about how many years people have proposed broadening the tax base. But with the worry over money the past few years, he says he's on board.
You know, you're right. We have visited that theme an awful lot during my tenure down here, and I think it's time for us to slide up to the table and go to work and see if we can't balance this thing out a little bit so that we can at least take the peaks and valleys off of that boom and bust.
Senate Minority Leader Chris Rothfuss is a huge fan of this idea. Rothfuss has wanted the state to look at taxes in the past, but he thinks this is a good first step.
I don't think we can put that off any longer, and I think there is enough momentum right now that if we can't achieve some type of legitimate revenue diversification or at least steps towards it, then I don't know what it's going to take.
Just outside the House of Representatives, fellow Democrat Andy Schwartz of Jackson, who's a member of the House Appropriations Committee, says they are talking about needing up to $200 million a year to keep the budget stable. He notes that in the last few years, Wyoming's investment income has overcome the energy downturn, but he's worried about this year.
Certainly this year, the stock market's volatility raises certain questions as to how much investment income we'll get.
Cheyenne Republican Dan Swanitzer will oversee the House Revenue Committee for the first time. All revenue bills must start in the House, and Swanitzer thinks there is a lot of momentum in his committee, and it's possible minor tax bills could also pass.
Everyone is in agreement that there is some revenue raising necessary. It's a lot of conversation going on kind of behind the scenes right now and where everybody is personally, what they feel comfortable with, and it's fascinating.
But while he is hopeful, Senator Chris Rothfuss is far from confident. He says it's possible that newly elected lawmakers could put a halt to all of this.
We know historically that legislators make pledges. They won't support any new taxation, any new taxes. I don't know whether that's going to be extended to this concept of it's not an increase in revenue, but it's a diversification of the types of revenue.
Rothfuss is interested to see what Republican leaders who like this idea are able to do to put together enough votes, but he adds that he doesn't think the Senate has those votes yet. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.